Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, June 10th, 2021. Welcome to day 142. The Interior Department's Inspector General concluded that U.S. Park Police did not clear protesters from the park outside of the White House on June 1, 2020, so Trump could walk to a nearby church for a photo op. Mark Greenblatt instead found that Park Police had the authority to clear the park and surrounding areas so that a contractor could install anti-scale fencing, and that they did not know that Trump would be leaving the White House and crossing Lafayette Park until mid to late afternoon on June 1st. Hours after the contractor had arrived to begin installation. Park Police said the plan to clear the area was already in place before a 2 p.m. meeting that included then-Attorney General William Barr, who did not mention a potential presidential visit to the park, according to the report. Barr, however, did urge officials to speed up the clearing process after Trump decided to walk through the area around 6:10 p.m. Meanwhile, former White House counsel Don McGahn testified behind closed doors last week about Trump's attempts to obstruct the Russia investigation. In a transcript of the interview with members of the House Judiciary Committee, McGahn described Trump's efforts to get him to tell Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein to fire Robert Mueller over Trump's claim that Mueller had a conflict of interest. McGahn refused to go along with Trump's effort to fire Mueller, believing that it could cause this to spiral out of control. McGahn also acknowledged that Trump told then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions that he should resign for having recused himself from overseeing the Russia investigation. Jerry Nadler, who is chairman of the Judiciary Committee, said that McGahn's testimony gives us a fresh look at how dangerously close President Trump brought us to, in Mr. McGahn's words, the point of no return. Moving on, the United States reportedly lost more than $400 billion to fraudulent unemployment claims over the past year. The bulk of the money, representing as much as 50% of all unemployment funding, likely ended up in the hands of foreign crime syndicates in China, Nigeria, Russia, and elsewhere. Back to Trump, the Trump Justice Department continued to pursue a CNN reporter's records for half a year after a federal judge said the argument for access to internal emails was speculative and unanchored in any facts. The Trump administration also put CNN General Counsel David Vigilante under a gag order, prohibiting him from sharing any details about the DOJ's efforts to obtain 2 months of CNN Pentagon correspondent Barbara Starr's 2017 email logs. The pursuit for Starr's records began in July 2020 under then-Attorney General William Barr. And finally, the Keystone XL oil pipeline project was officially canceled after Biden revoked a key permit. TC Energy, the Canadian company behind the project, said that it terminated the $9 billion project after Canadian officials failed to persuade Biden to reverse his cancellation of the permit. Keystone XL was expected to carry 830,000 barrels of Alberta oil sands crude per day to Nebraska. And in the polls, Pew Research Center and the Washington Post say 75% of respondents from 12 nations say they were confident that Biden would do the right thing regarding world affairs, compared with just 17% who said the same for Trump last year. 62% of respondents say they have a favorable view of the U.S., compared to 34% who said the same at the end of Trump's presidency in 2020. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anvitas.